6:04, this is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. The majority of Colorado representatives voted to avert a government shutdown at the end of the week. Only Colorado Republicans Lauren Boebert and Ken Buck voted against the short-term funding measure. Democratic Congressman Jason Crow supported the short-term patch, but added these have a cost to national security.
Because every time we do a continuing resolution, the Department of Defense cannot sign new contracts and they can't start new projects, which means our adversaries are moving forward in space, in modernization, and in cyber, and we are stuck.
Congressional leaders have agreed to spending amounts, but fights by some House Republicans for conservative policy changes continue to hold up final agreements. Demolition of a funeral home in Penrose, where authorities found nearly 200 mishandled bodies, has been delayed again. The Environmental Protection Agency planned to start clearing the Return to Nature funeral home property in mid-January, but delayed the process due to issues surrounding debris disposal, including medical, biological, and hazardous materials. The EPA says there are no public health risks associated with the work. And authorities in Aurora are investigating the accidental death of a 42-year-old Strasburg man early this morning involving fireworks. Multiple people reported hearing an explosion at a dog park near Quincy Reservoir. That's according to Aurora police. Officials found the man with fatal injuries around 1 a.m. The fireworks were large and commercial grade. Police are unsure if they were homemade or purchased out of state. This is KRCC and CPR News.